I'm not sure if I mentioned it before, but when my friend Clay Mason Bannerman and I want to impress our new lady friends, Tiffer and Mickey, we don't even have to take them to a restaurant. That's because we have an entire freezer stocked full of ButcherBox, and that includes high-quality meat and seafood that we can trust. It's so convenient. It's delivered right to our doorstep, and there's always free shipping. I mean, where else can you get free protein for a whole year? Tiffer and Mickey love it, and so will you. At least one of them is always around asking when the new ButcherBox is arriving. Sign up at butcherbox.com/mega and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. Choose salmon, chicken breast, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/mega and use code MEGA to choose your free for a year offer plus $20 off your first order. Thanks, ButcherBox.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hi, folks. Just a reminder, we have a Patreon. It's the main way we support the podcast, and it's only a few bucks a month. Only about 1 in 10 listeners give to the Patreon, but we think some of our best work is happening over there. So check it out, even if it's just for a month or two. Every shekel in the offering plate really makes a difference. Head to patreon.com/megathepodcast.
Mega is an improvised satire from the staff of a fictional megachurch.
Hiya, I'm Hallie Laban, and this is Mega, coming to you from Twin Hills Community Church, where each week we're giving our mega church a tiny family feel by introducing you to different members of our church staff or our community. Oh, it is a true treat, and it is a treasure. Well, I am very happy to announce that my co-host is back from a vacay. We missed him last week. We had a special guest co-host, and it feels so good to have you back, ladies and gentlemen, Grejas.
Thanks so much, Hallie. It is really good to be back.
I am so happy to... What is on your face?
What?
What's that on your face? You have, like, all these...
Don't touch it.
What is that?
It's nothing, Hallie. I don't know.
Is it like you're covering something up?
I mean, I've got some concealer on, but yeah, I've got a blemish.
But it's all over. You have little dots, like almost like chicken pot. You
right.
On your arms and forearms and on your back of your hand and
okay,
your neck.
Okay, Hallie, yeah. We had a little problem with the jacuzzi in Key West and yeah, I got a jacuzzi fever.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I guess there was something wrong with the pH or something. You know, the guy at Verbo told us that he was really sorry we might get our deposit back.
Oh, I hope
but,
you do.
Yeah.
Are you in pain?
Yeah, you know, Hallie, it's not been a comfortable trip back. They do sort of this sort of ooze when I don't put calamine lotion on it.
Mm, yeah. I'm sorry.
It's okay. You know, we had a great time. Yeah, it was.
Wow, from a jacuzzi.
Yeah, I don't
it's
know.
A rash.
So, yeah.
Maybe anyway. They didn't clean the water enough.
Right. That's probably what happened.
You poor thing. Bless your heart.
Well, it doesn't matter, Hallie. I am back, and so good to be back. And I just had a nice trip, and good to be here.
Oh, I'm so glad to have you back. Now, what'd you do while you were in Key West?
It was great. Got some R&R.
Yeah. Rest and relaxation. Doing what?
Geez, we did, you know, a lot of activities.
Who's we?
My friend,
Clay Mason Bannerman.
Yeah, and some of his friends.
Oh, cool. Just a guy time?
Yeah, guy hangout. It's great.
What do a bunch of guys do in Key West?
Just, you know, We had a nice place, and
cool.
Yeah, it was great.
Did you, did you go out to eat?
Yeah, we went out.
Oh, where'd you go?
We really kind of all over.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Just lots of different places?
Mm-hmm.
How'd you entertain yourselves?
It was just so fun. Just really fun.
You do stuff in the sunshine?
Totally.
Like what?
Yeah. The beach.
Oh, you went to the beach?
Yeah. Went to the beach.
Did you go around town?
Yep.
Doing what?
Yep.
Oh.
How was your week, Hallie?
Oh, it was blessed, my brother. I missed you, but man, I got my socks blessed right off by lead pastor Steve has been doing an incredible series on the weekends about heaven.
Awesome. I love heaven stuff. Heaven is awesome.
Isn't it the best?
Totally. Heaven's the best.
It's been so exciting to hear what the scripture says about the place that God is preparing for us as believers. But of course, I've been getting into it with my son, Day, who wants to get into the philosophical side of what it means and how it all works. And I don't have all the answers for him. We're going round and round in circles. He's like, what does it mean? What are we going to be doing in heaven? What is heaven like? And I said, well, the Bible tells us very clearly that we are going to be praising God for all of eternity.
Rocking out for a long time.
Right? But of course, Day says, well, I'm not that crazy about the praise and worship on the weekends and the services. And like, honestly, 20 minutes on the weekends, 30 minutes is 30 minutes too long for me. You think I want to be doing that for all of eternity? That actually sounds like hell to me. And I'm like, well, Day, it's a perfect place where there are streets of gold. And, you know, Day's like, I don't really care about gold. Like, it seems like...
I did not care about gold.
Well, he's like, the sun would be shining off of it and it would get in my eyes. I wouldn't be able to skateboard or something. I don't know. And I said, well, there's going to be mansions and you're going to be wearing a crown that's full of rubies from all your good deeds on earth. And Day was like, I don't want to be in a mansion. That seems like, you know, a little ostentatious, which I don't even know what that means. I think it means gaudy.
I think it's something from Texas.
And he is like, I don't want a mansion. I would rather be, you know, I don't know, a seaside shack for him to surf or something. I don't know what it is. And I said, well, how about this? The Bible tells us there is no pain and no suffering, no illness, no crying, no weeping and gnashing of teeth. And Day said, I just don't understand. I think the problem that he has with heaven is it's the eternal thing.
Okay.
Because he's trying to get into the, like, I don't know, the philosophical side of like, well, anything for eternity becomes problematic. And I said, no. You'll be the best at whatever it is you want to do. You can like do physics and become the best in heaven at that. Well, not the best because I don't know. But you know what I mean? But like, well, you want to be a great surfer, you can do that. And he said, I thought we were supposed to be praising God. And I said, I don't know. Maybe praising God can be done through surfing or something. But his whole thing is that like this idea of eternal paradise or eternal hell is the problem is eternal. Like he looks at that and says, how does it work? Like, will I still have a mind? And I say, of course you will still
right,
have a mind.
Yeah, totally. You'll have a mind.
You'll have a mind. And he said, well, if I have a mind, then my mind will want things. Can I have anything I want? I said, you can have anything you want. You'll be able to eat chocolate and pizza all day and never get fat. You'll be able to eat fettuccine alfredo and breadsticks, and not that he wants
right,
any of that.
Right, that's what you want, I think, Ellie.
But anyway, I'm like, you can eat whatever you want and not get fat and not have stomach aches and all that stuff. But he was like, well, if I have a mind in heaven, then to have a mind is to also have preference. And so at some point, there's the possibility of the eternal never-ending cycle as a reality. Like, that actually becomes a big problem if you have a mind.
I just don't think so. And, you know, nobody complains at an all-you-can-eat pizza buffet, so, you know, get used to it, bud.
But he says that, like, forever, I don't know. I guess the problem is that, like, even a good thing, if it's forever... just, I don't know. Even paradise, to him, sounds like it can be a bad thing at some point.
Yeah. Sounds a bit like Key West.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, listener, it's Zach Harper, Amin Alhassan, and Anthony Mays of Cinephobe. You may be asking yourself, what is Cinephobe? Amin, would you like to fill in the people?
Cinephobe is the podcast where Zach and I watch movies that are poorly rated on Rotten Tomatoes and try to ascertain.
We're trying to ascertain?
Yes.
Okay.
Ascertain.
Whether or not they're accurately poorly rated, or maybe they didn't get a fair shake. Cinephobe, produced by this guy, Anthony Mays.
Hey, that's me. I produced this show. I also watch the movies, even though that wasn't included in the description, and I also ascertain. This month is...
Whoa!
Oh, Maze, why do you say that? Supercharge it. So that this promo can remain evergreen.
I feel like explaining a little bit more.
In 60 seconds?
I don't know. Maybe I don't bring attention to it. Assuring people like, look, if you listen, you're going to get it. Just give it time.
That's a good promo. Just listen to it.
Give it time.
You'll figure it out.
Is this the promo right now?
Isn't it?
Okay, I think we got it.
Cinephobe.
Wherever you get podcasts.
Because I really value truth, misinformation really, really scares me. And that's why I'm excited to tell you about Conspirituality, a podcast that dismantles new age cults, wellness grifters, and conspiracy mad yogis. At their best, they attack public health efforts in times of crisis, and at their worst, it's like they're recruiting for the fever dream of QAnon. On Conspirituality, you will have a journalist, a cult researcher, and a philosophical skeptic all discussing stories and cult dynamics and helping educate us and using proven science as their guiding light. I really recommend the Jordan Klepper episode talking about creating comedy in the MAGAverse. Jordan's incredible. And I also really love the Medical Medium episode. It's really good, and not just because I've had my own weird experiences with mediums. From exploring cults to analyzing our cultural and political landscape, the Conspirituality podcast will help you stay informed against misinformation and resist fear tactics. Find Conspirituality on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Just like Jesus said, let the little children come unto me, our guest today welcomes all of our members' children to come unto her. She leads the cry room on the weekends and the Sun Seeds daycare. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Margie Sorrow.
Hi.
Hey, Margie. So nice to see you. Usually when I see you around, you're holding a crying baby.
I know. It's always someone on my hip.
I've seen her with upwards of four babies. She one time had a Bjorn on the front, a Bjorn on the back, a baby in the right and a baby in the left.
Yeah, they call me a camel.
That's got to be nice to hear. Well, Margie, tell us a little bit about what you're up to with the daycare. It's called Sun Seeds Daycare. And daycare is self-explanatory, but I believe that you really make it's a special place to drop off a young baby when, you know, the parents don't want to have them.
Oh, we don't want to have them, but we have to because every baby is sacred and I don't believe in abortion. So
that's right.
I've taken it upon myself for all the teen mothers. I let them know that if they want to drop their baby off anytime, they can, and they really take me up on it. So, yeah, a lot of teen mothers in this congregation. But,
right?
You know, most of my days are filled with keeping kids away from peanuts, changing diapers, stopping a choking baby, stopping other babies from choking each other.
Oh.
Yeah. Because, you know, they don't know that yet, that you can't.
Right.
They don't know about the Ten Commandments yet. So.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I think they're capable of sin. I mean, you will see, just like you'll see a dog slink away with guilt. It knows when it has sinned. Babies are the same way. Babies can be so deceitful and manipulative.
Absolutely. Ignorance of sin, it does not excuse it. Just because you're a baby and you don't conceptualize the world around you does not mean that you get to just do whatever you want and manipulate. Like mm-hmm. you said, oh, mm-hmm. you're crying. What do you really need? Attention, that's a sin.
Uh-huh.
I forget which one but it is. I don't know. Which one am I thinking of? It's vanity. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. For sure. That it could be right. tied to pride.
Pride?
I mean, and if you give them attention like this, they're going to grow up to be a Kim Kardashian type that just can't live without the constant focus being on them.
Absolutely. And the surgeries alone, ugh, that money should be coming to the church. Tithe.
That's right. That's right.
Now, Marcy, how did you get so good with kids? Do you have a lot of kids of your own?
No. God did not bless me with a uterus, so I don't have any of my own.
Oh, you don't even have one.
I mean, I had one. It fell out. But
oh my.
It happens. Prolapse uterus.
Yeah.
Most women have it after giving birth. I had it after a horse riding accident.
Oh no.
And so are you really into horse riding?
Not anymore.
Okay.
Wow. Was it Western? Was it English? Was it bareback?
I don't know where that horse was from.
That is such an interesting sort of terrible story. And what were you doing that you were horseback riding? I mean, I'm always a bit, you know, like, why would you even do that? But I'm just, you know, why were you horseback riding?
Peer pressure.
Oh.
You know, I had a few friends in, you know, grade school who were... I don't know. They call themselves horse girls.
Okay.
But I am deeply suspicious of any woman who idolizes a horse because bestiality, that is in the Bible that you cannot do it. And we all know why these horse girls like horses.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. Is that right?
Yes.
Well, I always liked that John Cougar Mellencamp song where he says, she loves horses and Jesus too. She's a good girl.
Mm-hmm. You know what? Secular music, it gives you ideas. And then the next thing you know, you're seduced by a horse.
Oh, I don't know if you know what these kids are listening to nowadays, but if you tune in for 2 seconds, you're going to be clutching your pearls. I am telling you.
Other horsewoman, Stallion, yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Megan T. Stallion. Yeah, I know. That she's not good. Yeah. So you were riding a horse and your uterus just fell out.
You know, it was a few steps in between. Trying to remember, it was very traumatic. I know I ended up under the horse. I don't sue. Dang. I just can't remember it. And doctors say that that's a defense mechanism, that my brain, it's just like wiped it from my head.
Yeah, that's trauma.
Couldn't walk for a long time. Wasn't a spinal issue, though. God dang, what was it? Ooh, oh no, oh no, a curse. Oh my goodness. Oh Lord, I'm so sorry.
Oh no, it's fine. Oh, yeah, maybe not worth getting into.
It's covered in the blood. It's covered in the blood.
Now, Margie, I heard recently that someone actually had dropped off one of the kids at Sunseeds and forgot to pick them up. Did that ever get resolved?
We're in the process. We're doing an investigation, looking through some Facebook logs. You know, that's part of what we do is we have to track people on social medias because a lot of moms forget that they have left a child at a free childcare service. It's very funny how that works when you don't pay someone.
Right. Oh, so this is something that happens that has happened before.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's not an overnight service. I want to say that now in case anyone's listening. It is not overnight. This is not an overnight service because I don't get to go home until all of the children are gone. And I have slept in that daycare.
Okay.
More nights.
Oh, no.
Than I would like to admit.
Oh, no. Well, that's no fun.
It's not fun.
Oh, now, Margie, do you feel because you ended up barren from this tragic horse accident, do you feel like you're less of a woman or unfulfilled as a human that you don't get to play the mother role?
Absolutely. That's why I must be of service to other women who are actually fulfilling God's will for them.
Yeah.
Me? No. God does not shine on me.
Oh, Margie, well, what a lovely thing that you can give your nurturing motherly love to the multitudes of kids who, you know, who honestly, let's be honest, they probably were unwanted in the first place.
I mean,
half of
them.
They can feel it from their moms, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's funny. They say half marriages end in divorce and half the kids who are born are supposed to be in a pillowcase at the bottom of a river. Isn't that a saying? I don't know.
Now that you say it, I feel like I've seen it in yarn. I can't remember where. You know, part of my injury, it was a big head bleed I had.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, so you might have brain trauma.
I definitely have brain trauma, absolutely. I can't read half of the vowels.
Is that right?
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Just the vowels.
Apparently, those are really important for most of the words.
So, I mean, that really gives a new meaning to sometimes why.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I wanted to ask you, because as a mom, I just want to put my kids into a barrel and close up the top and just leave a hole for air and send the barrel over Niagara Falls, if I'm being honest. And as a person who doesn't have your own children, I wonder, I mean, are you just constantly filled with such love and admiration and adoration for God's little creatures?
At first. But let me tell you, that wanes very quickly.
Really?
Really?
If you think about it, I don't have one child or two children or three or seven like some of our other, you know, fellow members of the church. I have upwards of hundreds a year. I am living the life of just dozens and dozens of mothers who have no father to help them. No one to kiss me on the cheek and rub my lower back and right. nuzzle on my ear and kiss my décolletage.
Right. Oh, a décolletage.
I don't have that. I don't have...
You don't have a décolletage?
I mean, it's scarred, but it's there. It doesn't have...
Oh, I thought maybe you lost that in the accident as well.
I got stumped on. I don't know if you can see, it's the faintest outline of a horse hoof.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, you don't need to show us that
Do
much,
you
right?
mind? No, I'm just going... It goes further.
Oh, look at
no.
that.
That's a bit much.
Oh, well, it's turned upside down, so all the luck falls out.
Ugh, don't tell me that.
I mean, you must be, though, you know, you're at a point in your life, you're probably, I'm guessing, 65, 70 years old
no!
at this point.
Oh, my God, I'm 38. Oh, no.
Oh, you are?
I cursed again.
I'm really sorry. Did I say, I meant 45.
It's, honestly, it's the proximity to the children. I mean, kids age you a decade a day. I'm telling you.
And my hair went white after the accident.
Right. Yeah. Oh, really?
Right?
And when you don't have, you know, when you get rid of reproductive organs, you go into menopause. I went into menopause. When I was 13 years old.
Is that right?
I started getting chin hairs, hot as heck, what? You know.
Is that right? Mm-hmm. And so you've never had a period, is that right?
No, I got it pretty early, but, you know, I had it for about 5 years and then no longer. Oh,
and then you're free of it.
We ate a lot of processed food.
Oh, you get it from the Mickey D's, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You get into a McRib, you order those nuggets, of course the fries. Nobody's ever going to argue with a McDonald's fry.
Mm-hmm.
And the next thing you know, your eight-year-old has double D's.
I know I did.
Do you have any hobbies?
Hobbies. What do I enjoy? Mm-hmm. What brings me pleasure? Oh, boy. You know what I do like to do? There is a website that I like to do. It's a hobby, but it's actually an act of service I'm doing. So there, you've heard of like missing children.
Yeah, sure.
Right.
Okay. So it's basically child pornography that they blur out, but you get to look in the back. It's like find the clues, you know, those games where you have to see what's different. So you look in the background to see if there's anything recognizable so that you can help bring home children. And I think it's fun. I mean, I know it's devastating, but, you know, sometimes you like, oh, wait, I know where that light socket's. That's not an American light socket. And that's a clue, you know?
Okay. Sorry I asked.
It is a website that is run by the FBI. And it's, you know, to help find these children.
Wow. Now, can you imagine that employee at the FBI who has to sit and blur out child pornography all day as their job?
Right.
Wow.
You know what I heard?
What?
A lot of suicides.
Is that right? Mm. Same with air traffic controllers. It happens every day. You get a bullet of steel shooting through the sky, and the next thing you know, you got your mouth wrapped around your own muffler. Well, now we know same with the kiddie porn blurrers.
What do you expect whenever you have an office building on the 47th floor? People gonna jump.
That's right. That's true. You're just asking for it with a skyscraper, I'll tell you what.
You ever stood up high and just thought about it yourself?
Oh, yeah. Have you?
Oh, yes. Sometimes I just climb up right to the top of the church. You know, it's hard because of the dome. And I use these little, what are they called? It's like tape on your hands that makes you extra sticky. And yeah. I'll just climb up there like I'm a little spider woman and just think about it.
Okay, really? Well, this has been so interesting.
Sometimes,
but, you know, I just want to kind of...
I'll be driving down the freeway and I'll look down and go, oh my goodness, I'm going 80 miles an hour. I got to slow down a little bit. I'm speeding. I don't want to break the laws of Caesar. And so I'll try to slow down. But sometimes I'll look at the oncoming traffic on the other side and I'll go, all that I would have to do is just go like this with my elbow.
Just
if I pulled my elbow down, I would go flying through the air, circling through and land on the other side. You think thoughts like that, don't you?
Well, I can see why she would, but not you. I don't understand.
I'm sorry, what was that?
You know, I just really wonder if we could talk about something that is just positive right now, because, you know, yes, there is a lot of sin in the world. There's a lot of darkness and there's just so much going on that we've got to pray about. But what I also want to think about is, guys, what are the silver linings? We've got these beautiful little kids that are, you know, coming up in the church. We're raising them in the church. We've got Margie here with her awesome, you know, story. And so I'm just kind of wondering, is there anything that we can think of that is, you know, how is Christ really working in our lives right now in a fun and positive way?
Ooh,
I know what it is.
What?
I have a family of raccoons in my walls.
Oh my goodness. I think raccoons are so cute because they eat with their hands.
They do eat with their hands. They're like tiny little people.
Oh, so you're feeding them?
Oh yeah. They've dug out holes, so they just reach on through. So I never am alone, because that's the thing I always worry about. What happens if I die in this house? Who's going to find my body? Well, the raccoons
probably
will.
Probably if they're raccoons.
Oh, wow.
Hope they're not hungry.
You're like Cinderella with your little forest friends.
Yes. But you know what? I hope they do. If I die, I would love my scavenger friends to take my body and to take my blood and to just use it as their own. Because what do I need this body for? I'm going to be home with my king, with my daddy.
That's right.
With my lover.
You know it. Oh, okay. Yes. You know it. Well, that is so self-sacrificial, Margie.
So you have been married before?
Oh, I meant Jesus.
Oh, so you haven't been married before?
Oh, no. You know, it's very hard whenever you tell someone that you don't have a uterus, and because of that, there's a big gaping hole in your cervix. You know, it's just like... So I found that men are a bit superficial.
So is that they're the worst?
Well, you know, it's kind of one of those things. If that's the kind of talk that you're opening up a relationship with, if that's kind of the topic of a date, I think I'm probably, it's not really superficial, Hallie, is I'm going, okay, maybe not, you know.
Should I lie?
Well, you can't lie because it's a Ten Commandment. Mm-hmm. Now, Margie, if I may offer you a word basket of encouragement, I would just like to let you know, as a mom who's given birth many times, I want you to know that you, I think, are actually lucky. And here's why. Because you get to interact with all of God's beautiful children and keep your body intact. When you actually give birth to a child, it's almost like... Picture your body as a big hunk of Parmigiano Reggiano. Well, you know what happens to your basement when a baby comes
Hallie,
out of there?
Really,
it gets shredded, like shredded Parmesan.
I mean, we've
and
talked
no
about this before, Hallie.
And no man
will
ever want to look at you or experience you down there
it's just
ever
really,
again.
Really, really, we've definitely covered this topic. And I think the listeners at this point, and I've gotten emails that have said as much, are really not interested, Hallie, in sort of the details of any of that stuff. So,
well, I just want to say I understand. However, my bottom does sort of seem like a wet vase, you know, when it's being molded from clay.
Really? From the accident?
Yes.
Why would we even go back to that?
Did you get a hoof to the genitals?
I don't know what it was exactly.
Oh, you don't remember? Oh, no.
But I do know that when I set off metal detectors sometimes, so I do believe there's something that's left. I don't know.
You
could have a horseshoe in there.
All of this is so unlucky.
Well,
okay.
Maybe it is lucky.
Maybe she'll meet a fella in TSA.
So when you're hiring people at Sunseeds, do you do a background check? And are you the one that's kind of making sure that everyone is above board?
Absolutely. It's part of my hobby. I'm a bit of a web sleuth.
Right.
Really?
We
so I like to say that, you know, if you're a sex offender, I got your number and your address. So,
oh, that's good.
Trust me, we know a bit of them.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. A kitty fiddler loves to work in a daycare. Now, Margie, I was noticing you mentioned that, you know, one of the things that happens in this world, in this country with people who have kids, is that the kids get abducted. You mentioned it earlier. And I always look at the parents crying on TV, and I always say, now, of all the unwanted kids, why is it the wanted ones that always get abducted?
Gotta learn a lesson. You gotta learn a lesson.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense.
You have to learn how precious your child is. Maybe those... I don't want to say that's a punishment from God. But let's entertain the idea that it is a punishment from God.
Okay.
God is saying, well, I guess I gave you a beautiful child and then you let it ride its bike in the street.
Yep. Yep.
Or God is saying, maybe you don't pay enough attention when your uncle's coming to visit.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, and thank God we've never had an abduction at Sunseed. Am I right?
Oh,
yeah. I was reading about this in the bulletin.
Mm.
Yeah. Oh, we have?
Mm. Yeah.
There's been children taken from the daycare here.
Not the daycare, no.
Oh, from the church.
But from the crying room?
I actually can't legally say anything.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, really? Okay.
My lawyers advised me not to, to talk about it.
Yeah. Yeah. But so in case people don't know, so there's a daycare here on campus during the week for staff, for Twin Hills Community Church staff members who need to put their toddler in so they can go to work. But you also run the crying room on the weekends when grownups want to be paying attention in the weekend auditorium in the for the weekend services.
And kids have been abducted from the crying room. It just seems like those are the kids you definitely don't want to abduct.
I can't watch all of them at once. You know, it's a lot of kids. This is a big church. And I... you know, things happen and God is gracious.
Oh, isn't he though? He is great. He is gracious and he is awesome. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns. Sometimes I just can't even stop myself.
From heaven above.
But with wisdom, power, remember God in my...
I guess... I love singing. I love worshiping God. And I guess what I'm trying to find is just some... positive silver lining that, because, you know, when I really think about you, Margie, you know, you had this horse accident, you can't remember it, probably for the best, you can't read vowels, you have a lot of raccoons living in your house, you spend your day looking at some of the absolutely darkest things I can think of on the internet, and recently we've
they
just...
They blur it out. I told you they blur that part out.
And recently we've just discovered that kids have gone missing from the cry room, which seems to me like it could be a bit of a problem for the church in general. I guess what I'm just trying to find is there anything that we the three of us, can just say, you know what? That's a good thing.
Well, why don't you tell us?
Oh, yeah. Give us a word basket of encouragement, Gray.
If you got such an easy life and everything's roses, tell us about it. I'd love to hear.
I guess I can say two bright spots that happened in my week where I bench pressed 285 pounds 36 times.
Wow.
And I have a new teen lady that's coming to Climax. Her name is Amber Delarehu. And
Delarehu? Delarehu.
Amber Delarehu is
Amber Jean Delarehu.
Yeah,
you know
I don't
that?
Know. I don't ask for.
Oh my God, he is awesome. He is awesome.
Who
praising?
That
she,
has
praising.
Been weighing on my heart. That,
what
is,
why?
That is what that little girl was taken from my room.
Oh, Amber was an abduction
10 years ago. And
oh
I just,
my goodness!
I thought she'd been lost to this Sodom and Gomorrah of this city, and you are telling me she is alive and well?
Are you sure her parents didn't just pick her up that day and maybe you didn't know about it? Because as far as I know, she wasn't abducted.
I have had a head injury, sir, and I don't always remember anything.
Oh, no. Well, you've been suffering for a decade thinking you lost this gal and she's been here the whole time. Wow.
Oh, gosh.
Praise him. Praise him.
I've missed so much of my life.
He is so faithful.
I wouldn't let myself do anything nice. I've only taken cold showers for a decade.
Oh,
really?
Margie.
I don't let myself wear shoes unless I'm at work. What? I have been punishing myself. I haven't tasted salt in years.
What?
Well, I don't season my food. That is a gift to have seasoned food.
Yes, it is. It's a gift from God. Well, Margie, it just breaks my heart that you've suffered all these years tormenting yourself because you thought you'd made a mistake. And I'll tell you what, I want to take you out to Macaroni Grill and I want to treat you to some anything. And I want you to put salt on everything. We can get focaccia. We can order lasagna. We can get appetizers. We can get fried calamari if you want. We need to treat you, girl.
I've heard rumor that a waiter will write your name upside down, but it looks right side up to you.
Yeah, it's so cool. It's so cool.
I want that to happen. I really want that to happen.
Let's do that. Let's do it today. You deserve to feel good. You deserve to eat Italian food and Alfredo sauce with lots of Parmesan.
Hallie, I don't think anyone after listening to this episode is ever going to want to eat Parmesan again.
Margie Sorrow was played by Marcy Jaro. She has a handful of great podcasts. There's 90 Day Bay, Cardition It, and also A Funny Feeling Pod, which I've been a guest on and I had such a blast talking the supernatural and ghosts. You can follow her at Marcy Lane. I'm Holly Laurent playing Hallie Labonte, and Grey Haas was played by Greg Hess. Follow us and Mega the Podcast on Twitter and Instagram. And if you really want to get out of hell free card, support us on Patreon. The link is in the show notes.